This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. This is another great edition of Piercing Darkness, September the 22nd, Saturday, 2018. It's 1 p.m. and it's the top of the hour here. And this is 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness radio broadcast, bringing the light of Jesus Christ and the power of God to the generation we live in today with a salvation message, deliverance, healing, and Jesus is Lord. This is Apostle Ronald Solly Show. This is Pastor Brendan giving you an update with Power Evangelism Ministries, what's happening in the ministry. Don't forget, we have some great upcoming events coming to a city near you. Apostle Solly will be in Anderson, South Carolina, October the 25th, 2018, at 7 p.m. at the Anderson Arts Carnage Building in downtown Anderson, South Carolina. 7 p.m., it's free admission and free parking. For more information, I encourage you to go to PowerEvangelism.net. Go to the events page. So if you know anybody in Greenville, South Carolina, Anderson, easily, you're in Clemson area, you're in the upstate area, Spartanburg, even some other parts, you can drive. It's only only 2 hours away from Atlanta. It's only an hour and 30 minutes from Augusta and only about 25 minutes from Greenville. Right there in Anderson, South Carolina, October the 25th for One Night of Miracles, free admission at the Anderson Arts Carnage Building there, Event Center. So go to the website, the events page for more information, or call our ministry line at 561-337-9018. And don't forget also, we do have another coming event. Two Nights of Miracles will be in Augusta, Georgia, the following night, and Friday and Saturday, October 26th and October 27th, with Apostle Solly. He'll be coming to Augusta, where he's been coming for many, many years, and God has been moving powerful there. He's been 8-day revivals there. He's been on television there and so much more. And God has used him powerful to impact many, many, many souls and many lives for the glory of God in that region. So October 26th and 27th in Augusta, Georgia. It's only about an hour and 45 minutes south of Atlanta. And it's right there on the border of South Carolina in Georgia, in the heart of downtown Augusta, Georgia. That's where they host the Masters. He's going to host the Master Jesus there, where they're lifting him up in worship, preaching the Word of God, and praying for the sick. It's going to be at the Ramada Wyndham Conference Center in downtown Augusta, right on Broad Street there. 7 p.m., the service starts, doors open at 6:30, the 26th and 27th. That's Friday and Saturday, October. So that's the last Friday and Saturday of October. Anderson, South Carolina, the 25th. Augusta, Georgia, the 26th and 27th. And all these events are free. So if you have anybody in that area, you can come. Even if you're in Florida and you're listening now, or maybe you're listening on radio land on the internet right now around the world, if you know friends or family in the area, or maybe you want to come, get in your car, book a ticket, come. There's an airport right there in Augusta. It's Augusta Airport, AGS. You can fly right in there. If you want to drive from Florida, it's only, not a very far drive. 6.5-7 hour drive. That's just very easy drive. Go up there, enjoy a day away from your family and friends, and come and worship God, have a mini vacation in the presence of the Lord. It's free admission and free parking. All that information is on Apostle Solly's Facebook page. You can go to Apostle Ronald Solly, and it's on Facebook, or you can also follow him on Twitter. JC, for Jesus Christ, is holy. Or you can type in Apostle Ronald Solly on Twitter, get the latest tweets from the man of God. Or on Instagram, you can Harvesting Souls on Instagram. You can put in Apostle Ronald Solly. You'll see his face pop up there. Just hit follow, and you can get his latest Instagram post. And also the app called Periscope. I encourage you to download that in your Android or Apple store. It is free to do that. You just download that and then go to search and type in Apostle Ronald Solly. And Solly is spelled S-S-A-L-I if you want to have to spell that. And you can just put that in there, and you can hit follow, and you will get be able to watch the latest videos, services, and also encouraging things. He does also come during the week, live services, in the studio, usually on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday. And also he comes different places when he's traveling the world doing ministry. He'll pop up maybe in a coffee shop, maybe in his office, or wherever he is before a crusade after an event, just to talk to you, family, friends, and partners, and encourage you in your faith and tell you what God is doing and to pray for your needs. If you do have a prayer request, if you're sick in your body, if you're depressed, if you need healing, please call us, 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. Prayer partner standing by to take your prayer call. We had many people call last week in the radio show. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for being a family and friends, and also thank you for calling for prayer. We want to pray for your needs. So whatever that need is, if you're depressed, if you need healing, if you need a financial miracle in your life, if you're struggling, you need a job, we'll believe God for you, because the Bible says, where two or three agree, it shall be done by our Father, which is in heaven. And when the anointing of the man of God prays, God answers those prayers. So I want to encourage you to call us for prayer. We want to believe God for your breakthrough and your miracle, and believe God with you for God to intervene in your situation, because nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with those that believe. So just believe and you shall receive, as the Apostle always says. And we've seen many, many healings, many deliverances, and all everywhere we've traveled the world, he's traveled. All throughout the United States, he's been through many different countries, over 16 different nations, preaching and compromising the truth of Jesus Christ, and also many states in America he's preached to all cultures and all races, winning souls to Christ and praying for their needs and seeing God do awesome, awesome things in his ministry. So again, thank you again for tuning in. This is 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast, coming to you every Saturday right here on the same station, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. Don't forget again, we'll give you this update. You'll hear it again next week. It is going to be in Anderson, South Carolina, October the 25th. That's Thursday. And October 26th and 27th in Augusta, Georgia. And also, Apostle, we plan to come back to Port St. Lucie in the near future. So all you live in that area, we'll keep you posted for a crusade in the future there as well. And also have more crusades coming up in West Palm Beach. But also we have Delray Beach, if you're interested, coming to a revival service in Delray Beach. That'll be tomorrow night. That's in South Palm Beach, in Delray Beach, right off of Big Boulevard there, near the heart of downtown West, near the heart of downtown Delray. Not far from there, 400 North Swinton Avenue. That's 400 North Swinton Avenue. The service begins at 7:30 with prayer, and 8 o'clock worship starts. So come and join us for service if you're in the area tomorrow evening with Apostle Solly. Again, thank you for being a friend and partner. And I want to encourage you to go to our product page. Go to the website right now. Type it on your phone or on your computer. It's powerevangelism.net. And you can get Apostle Solly's book. It's in different languages. English, of course. We have French. It's in different other languages as well. It is The Secret Place, The Cost of Abiding in the Glorious Presence of God by Apostle Ronald Solly. And it's a great book. And I encourage you to get that book. And it is... it's a great book. So I want to encourage you to do that. It has different chapters, the glory of God, the glory on the move, get dressed in the glory, excellency, brokenness, obedience to the bedding sacrifice, overcoming the test of time. That's very good. You remain faithful when you're fighting battles and you feel like giving up and not quitting. That's overcoming the test of time. In the battle of Ziklag and steps to restoration, how God can restore you in your faith and maintain that zeal and passion that first one you gave life to Jesus. Great book. I encourage you to get it. And also he has a book. He forwarded by his associate minister, Pastor Catherine in London. I visited heaven and hell after I died for 2 hours. She had a vision of heaven and hell. She detailed that and wrote scriptures backing her experience. It's a very interesting book that will really build your faith. It's all biblical, and it will really take you deeper in your experience with God and get past the milk into the steak of the Word of God. So enjoy this broadcast with Apostle Solly. I want to thank you again for being a friend, being a partner. Again, the number is 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line. Pick up that phone right now. Dial that number. Or you can email us. Go to powerevangelism.net. You can get the email there. Or you can just go to any one of the pages at the bottom, submit your prayer request, and we love to pray for your needs. God does miracles, and miracles still happen, and Jesus is Lord. Again, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back at the top of the hour to close the broadcast and speak to you again. But the man of God is coming right now in the studio with you to give you encouraging word, teach you the word of God. So stay tuned. Don't change that dial. 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness with Apostle Ronald Solly. Enjoy the rest of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in for the Power Evangelism Update of the Week. God bless you.
I'm alone, going in the name of the Lord. Everybody say strongholds are coming down. I want to hear you say strongholds
coming down.
Now you can't sing without opening your mouth, and I know a lot of you are not opening your mouth. The words are strongholds are coming down. So when I get to that part, I want you to shout it, sing it, scream it, whatever. How many believe strongholds are coming down in your life? Lift your head high and shout yeah. place from the ceiling to the floor. Those that have been in bondage ain't gonna be that way no more. Link by link, chains are falling off. God's children are being set free. Come on now. Taking back all the stolen goods from the camp of the enemy. Everybody say,
strongholds are coming down.
I want to hear you say,
strongholds are coming down.
Yeah, hear it now. By the word of his power,
strongholds are coming down.
I said God's children will prevail. We're going to storm the gates of hell. I got a sword. Every stronghold in your life is going to be defeated. Every stronghold in your life is going to be taken down by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that, shout, yeah! I believe with all my heart. Sing it from your heart. Let the Lord know you believe it. Say it with me. Everybody. Everybody say,
strongholds are coming down.
I want to hear you say, are coming down. Strongholds are coming down. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you for joining us on this special broadcast. We give God praise to God for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life. Coming to you live from the studio, we're going to really feast on the word of God. And also the blessings of God which make rich and they add no sorrow. You see, God wants to increase your perception of him and also to develop your faith level. Now, these are interesting times to be alive. And as you witness what's happening in this Supreme Court nominations and what's happening in other parts of the world, China canceling trade talks with the United States, the trade war that is going on, and the ultimatum that China issued to the United States for enforcing the sanctions, several other things that are happening that we see happening in the world today really raise an alarm that a nation is at what I call the crossroad, and believers gotta step up and be a voice. And believers cannot be a voice when they don't have revelation. Believers will not be able to speak to the world about God if believers do not have revelation of who Christ is. The world is not waiting for the manifestation of man, but it was waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the way things are going in the world today, hopelessness is on the rise, drug addiction is on the rise, suicide rate has increased, depression has intensified, poverty is really causing a lot of young people to become suicidal and also turn to other means to pacify their depression and their anxieties. But the word of God says that I will lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the creator of heaven and earth. So in this broadcast called Piercing Darkness, we're going to cover major topics, major areas of what's happening right now in the world, so you can be able to know spiritually where you can position yourself in the spirit to be able to receive counsel, direction, and mature, because God wants to increase your perception of his kingdom to the place where you can grow. When we look at the scripture, what it says in the book of I love this scripture in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. It's very powerful scripture. I'm going to read it for you. And by the way, you can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. This is Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle. I'm coming to you live from the studios here in Lifting Up Jesus. It says in verse 11, "For I know the thought that I have for you, declares the Lord. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. For I know the thoughts," I think what you say, "the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." So you have to expect something good to be alive in this day and hour. You ought to expect something good. The kingdom of God is about lifting up Jesus, and the Lord is coming back soon. So you have to be stable, and if salt loses its taste, then it's not salt, it's sand. There's no need for God's children to be nervous or to be worried, but they ought to be strong, courageous, firm in the faith. And so I'm going to share some few testimonies here of what God has done. And as you hear these testimonies, they're going to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And we'll be back after this. You can call 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line to call, 561-337-9018.
Apostle Sally, they ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. They ran those tests and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed in our sheep.
He believed and he received. Amen.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Sally and said, "This is what you need to go to." I had back surgery 2 years ago. And unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had 2 surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my life. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
God bless you, brother. Bless you.
What a powerful testimony. Give Jesus a mighty, mighty, mighty shout of praise. He's the healer. Woo!
You see, the Bible says that the Lord is the healer, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." So God's power is released when our faith is released. So that testimony, it's demonstration of what God did for this family. They stepped on faith and came to this crusade, and God did the miracle for them, because he's a miracle working God. And the pain that the man was suffering from after the surgery was slashed by the glory of God, and he came out of bondage supernaturally. 561-337-918, the lines open for prayer. I also want to encourage you to visit our website, powerevangelism.net. And those of you joining us on Facebook or Instagram, You can go to our website, submit your progress, and we're going to stand with you in prayer. The scripture says in verse 11, "For I know the plans that are for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." So God promises to listen to our prayer when we come to him. So we're opening up the lines for prayer now. 561-337-9018. The Lord is a good God. That woman received a miracle. God touched her son who was having a severe condition of asthma, and the Lord took it out. And the doctors could not find any trace of it. And to God be the glory. Jesus is Lord.
Student loan institution that I pay my bills to, thinking that they're asking me for more money, you know, hey, you behind, pay your money now, we're gonna take your stuff, you know. So it was a pretty scary moment. But when I opened up the email, to my surprising, it says congratulations. And yeah, congratulations, big bold letters, congratulations. And I'm like, congratulations. So I kept reading. And it says, yep, your student loans is paid off. You no longer have to pay us. Thank you for your payments. And I'm just in a maze. And it wasn't $5 or $10,000. It was just over $37,000 that got us wiped off. Amen. So I'd like to thank God for that. And if you anybody here struggling with financially or have any bills, God is here. He's going to take care of it the same way he did for me. He's going to do for you. Amen. That's the same God we serve. Amen.
To God be the glory for the young man who received supernatural debt cancellation for his student loan. I love the testimony because a lot of you are going through some financial hardships and you're thinking in your mind, where's Jehovah Jireh? You're about to see him because he never goes on vacation. And just because you're facing financial hardship, it doesn't mean that it ceases to be. Because in heaven, gold is just something they step on. Silver and gold, this is what the disciples said to the crippled man, "I don't have, but such as I have, I give thee." In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the man that was crippled rose up and walked. What you need is favor before the Lord. These other things, silver and gold, shall follow. As you're transitioning from lack to abundance, maintain your focus on Jesus. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We want to stand within prayer and believe God for you to be blessed. And remember, there's nothing that is impossible with God. 561-337-908, or you can go to our website, www.pievangelism.net. That's our website, www.pievangelism.net. We want to pray with you and stand in faith and believe God to bless you. I know you're going to get blessed in Jesus. I'll be back after this message. Powerful prophetic word moments in the glory of God as we enter into the realm of the Spirit. You have to know how the prophetic operates, the authentic prophetic unleashed manifestations of God's glory will be released into your life. There's nothing too difficult for God. All things are possible when we believe. 561-337-918. Prayer is very important that God has taught us to pray. Jesus specifically took time to teach his disciples how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth and is in, as it is in heaven. The devil don't want you to pray. You have to just surrender, trust him, and believe. And God will answer your prayer. Hallelujah.
I command this autoimmune disorder in your body to cease. Your body ain't gonna fight this. Look at this. He's here. Give praise. Give him praise. She kept breathing on this. Now she's breathing normally. How do you feel?
You're great.
She feels great. Give God glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
There's a woman that came to our service with lupus. And God healed her from the lupus when I prayed for her, because miracles are a gift of love. God loves us and he does miracles. She came with lupus and the Lord removed the lupus out of her, because God is a miracle working God. And supernatural, supernatural God. He does those kind of miracles in the atmosphere of his glory. And we have a crusade coming up in Augusta, Georgia, the 26th and 27th of October. Also we have a crusade coming up in Anderson, South Carolina, the 25th. So those are going to be powerful crusades. We do have a crusade coming up in Puerto Rico. Also in other areas. I'll keep you posted. You can partner with the ministry as we take the gospel to these nations, cities, regions, for the glory of God. Nothing is too difficult for God. I want to encourage you. Faith does not fail to deliver. It will deliver, because it cometh by hearing, and by the hearing of the word of the Lord. Glory to God. Best is yet to come, and those strongholds are coming down. In Jesus' name, your life will be blessed. In Jesus' name.
I'm on going in the name of the Lord. Everybody say, strongholds are coming down. I want to hear you say, strongholds
are coming down.
Now you can't sing without opening your mouth. And I know a lot of you are not opening your mouth. The words are, strongholds are coming down. So when I get to that part, I want you to shout it, sing it, scream it, whatever. How many believe strongholds are coming down in your life? Lift your head high and shout, yeah! Well, the Holy Ghost is gonna rock this place from the ceiling to the floor. Those that have been in bondage ain't gonna be that way no more. Link by link, chains are falling off. God's children are being set free. Come on now. Taking back all the stolen goods from the camp of the enemy. Everybody say,
strongholds are coming down.
I want to hear you say,
strongholds are coming down.
Yeah. By the word of his power,
strongholds are coming down.
I said God's children will prevail. We're gonna storm the gates of hell. I got a sword in my hand and the blood of the Lamb.
Strongholds are coming down.
Come on, say,
to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Can God cause dry bones to live again? Can God restore America? Can God move in America? It's possible. You're going to see that today. We have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. Now, we understand that this is a democratic nation, and believers have an important role to play in these last days in each area of life. Believers have an important role to play in education, in science, in politics. So you say, what do you mean by that? What I mean by that is that God's children can influence with the kingdom of God mindset into the decision making through prayer. The role of every believer is to be prophetically inspired. And what I mean by that, study the scripture and see what God's intentions are for a nation and pray according to his declarations. And this is an opportunity for the nation to really be steered to the right direction when it comes to major decisions that have to do with the future. And that's why it's important for you to pray about who goes to the Supreme Court, and also very, very carefully pray about who goes into office during the upcoming elections. So just pray that God will release his counsel, wisdom, and guidance, that people make good decisions. Cover your constituency, cover your region, cover your county. I mean, at each level, wherever you can, just if you know the people that are running, pray for them, that God will put the right people there. Because it's important for every child of God to know how important it is to pray for a nation. Because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to many people. Now, at the end of the day, promotion comes from above. But God has given the believers the mandate to influence things. One which is 1,000, two which is 10,000. These are battles that can be won in prayer on the knees, not just talking, but there has to be prayer going forth. And also the other thing that I want to talk about is stopping the spread of witchcraft and idolatry. These are the things that are plaguing the young people, the new age, and all this sorcery that is taking place in the society is direct to cause a lot of people to die from depression, drug overdose, and emptiness, because the devil has nothing to offer to this human race. So he's trying to take away. And that's why the gospel has to be preached. See, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it's the power of God. So some of the prodigals you see today, people that are really walked away from God and they're really lost, they have a calling, they have a mandate of God on their life, but sin has kept them in some kind of chains. Maybe you're hearing the sound of my voice and you think maybe God has given up on you and there's nothing, there's no hope. Let me encourage you that there is hope. You just have to trust him. And I'm going to really talk about things that can be done. If you're a parent, how to pray for your loved ones, your children, to stay focused. And how to pray for your husband, how to pray for your wife, how to pray for your region and city. And be a prophetic people. Be apostolic in your mindset to know how to activate the harvest. Because the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. So we have to really seek God and trust him to bring counsel, wisdom, and guidance that this nation will move to the right direction. Not only this nation, but around the world. Now you see what's happening in Europe. You see how darkness has taken over the European continent. Thank God for America has freedom of worship. It's a blessing. But if you go to Europe, there's a lot of restrictions in the continent about what you can do as a believer. Even in Canada, a lot of restrictions to what you can do. And even when you go to China, the persecution of Christians in China, and China is trying to take over Africa. They're pouring billions of dollars in Africa. The Chinese debt is hard to get over, is hard to pay. And when these nations can't pay that debt, they have to compromise by giving land, which in this land becomes a base where they can be able to advance the communism. So we see things happening around the world that show the battle, how it is intensifying. But it's important to pray that God's children will prosper and become influential in making good decisions that will make it conducive and advancing the gospel to draw men into Jesus. So that's what we have to do as God's people. And that's bring in the harvest, because the harvest is ready, but the laborers of you. May God awake Christians from their sleep so they can step out into the harvest. And we're going to cover the things, but call 561-337-9018. You know, because I know what we're going to start with is going to be powerful. So I'll be back out this message. The prayer lines are open. Call 561-337-9018. says in verse 10, Ezekiel chapter 37, we're going to look at verse 10. Now, the dry bones are in the valley. If you're just joining me, this is Piercing Darkness, and we're covering this very important subject about dominion, taking over the land, possessing the land. So the valley is full of dry bones, and the hand of the Lord was upon me, Ezekiel 37. He brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass among around them, and about behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. Now, as you study that scripture, you see that the enemy has maintained a grip over God's people to a certain extent because of religious mindsets. Deception is darkness. Offense is the current of the enemy. Satan cannot operate where there is no offense. Now, you don't understand where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Why is it that people are so much offended today? Because the Bible says in the last days, there'll be a lot of offense. So that shows you that it's the where the enemy operates. He uses offense to control destinies of people. When you're offended, it causes a lot of strife. And you see demons are trying to activate racism in the last days, and even in this nation, where you find people are trying to redig the wells of hatred and division. And that's how the enemy controls people through offense. You can't carry offense in your heart if you're a child of God. You will have no spiritual authority if you're living in offense and hatred. So the army of God was buried in a valley, and God wants to bring restoration. So think about it. Offense is the currency. I mean, it's the way demons control people. You got to let the offense go. You got to let the hatred go. Love is so powerful. The kingdom of God functions on love and forgiveness. So Jesus never took offense, even when he was facing, was being crucified. He did not get offended. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Now, if you go to verse 7, I'm going to read verse 4. Again, he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. We are to speak what God is saying. The prophetic unlocks the intervention. The prophets of doom have spoken disaster on this nation. It's time for the believers to arise and speak good things over this nation. Prophetically, to unlock the wisdom of God and the incredible presence of God, the Shekinah, they'll activate the things in the right order. So you can't give up. You see, redemption is not going to come from man. It's going to come from the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied, and there was noise. That's verse 7. Behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Watch this. It is important for you to understand that there will be a shaking and a shift. But what you're going through right now is not designed to shut you down. What you're going through is designed to reselect, to resuscitate you, to reposition you. So you may be going through a shaking, but God is managing your life in the right order. He's going to put you in a place where you can be able to function and be of good use concerning the things of the kingdom. So to direct you to the right position where there will be breakthrough, not only in your life, but even those who are around you. Now, if you look at verse 9, then he said to me, prophesy, Son of God, and said to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds of breath and breathe on this land that they come to life. Yes. So let's look at what God is doing. In this year, we've seen major shift. Koreans are talking. Good sign. Israel has its capital back in Jerusalem. Good sign. So as the Lord is blessing Israel, and as God is causing giants to be removed from the position of this, where they could destroy an entire nation of millions of people, and then the humanity is able to work out their differences, it's a sign of a window of opportunity for believers to step into the role of the prophetic. Now think about it. Before The enemy kills people in the natural. He does it in the spirit. Always remember that. Once you're blinded in the spirit and you don't see where you're going, you're as well dysfunctional, useless. The church can't be caught up in the deceptive revival, which I call non-influential to the society, just being good for nothing. God never called the church to be a pity party, sitting back there and not being influential, letting young people be destroyed, not being a voice that can really become a sounding alarm that can issue threat to any perverted leaders that will try to come in and try to project the idolatry and worshiping of idols and getting involved in Baal, worshiping of Baal and Satanism. Now, what I mean by that is that God's people, once they step into the position of righteousness, because righteousness, you know, will exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach to people. So it's when the gospel is preached and believers step into the role of being a voice with their testimony, with their influence, to arise and shine the light of Jesus and demonstrate the power of God. So God's house should not be an entertaining club where people just come for a microwave service which lasts for 45 minutes or to 90 minutes maximum. Most churches, the service is only 90 minutes because they don't want to offend people. They don't want to affect the giving. And they run a church like it's a social club, just like the lottery club or the golf club, where people just come in, get some coffee, and then have some little church and then go home. God got to stop. That got to stop. You know, when you go into God's house, you can't really go with the agenda of just being entertained. You have to go to hear what God has to say. And when God begins to move, he can move as much as he wants to move. If we're going to see this generation and young men, women, and adults really impacted by the kingdom of God, we can't be afraid to tell the truth. You got to be, you can't feed itching ears. That's a sign of the end time. There has to be people that are really hungry for the truth, the word of God being proclaimed, and then also that are willing to prophesy and step into the prophetic realm and begin to speak and declare. Where is the voice? I mean, I would love to see 1,000 pastors gather in America in a stadium or in a conference center and begin to pray and cry to God for this nation to really open up to God and then see that God raises up righteous judges in the Supreme Court. You know, that'd be amazing if leaders would cross the denominational lines and the program and work as a body. But this can only happen when intercession goes forth. If you can hear the sound of my voice as an intercessor, God can link up things in the spirit wherever you may be. Pray for this nation, because this is a window of opportunity to advance the kingdom of God and shut down the godlessness. Now you understand that if this window of opportunity is not used to pray specifically for this land, then what's going to happen is that more spiritual doors will be open for the enemy to attack. And what the enemy want to do is bring in wicked judges that are going to pass wicked rules that will get God to take away his protection. And then crazy things will happen. Now we understand that salvation doesn't come from the Supreme Court or the White House. It comes from the Lord. But when God puts the people that are obedient, that are God, the fear of God in them, then he can walk through them to influence and bring good decision that will cause a blessing to stay on the land. And then your children and your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, if Christ tarries, will have a wonderful future. You know, it's amazing that God has given us the gift of life. And it's amazing that the gift of life is for everyone that is open to the things of the kingdom. You know, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. And what I mean by that, that God's power is present. But every believer has to exercise the opportunity and privilege to win souls to Christ, to be a voice, to be a sounding alarm that declares that Jesus is coming soon. Prepare your heart. Prepare either way for the Lord. For the Lord is coming back soon. Amen. And think about all the blood of the innocent children that have been killed through sacrifice. Because the sacrifice of the Queen of Heaven. Lots of children have been massacred. You know why? Because they're calling them unwanted pregnancies. It's not a pregnancy. It's a human life. The mystery of conception. Do you know how many women are barren that can't get pregnant? You think about it, that when you're pregnant, you don't kill a child. You give birth to the child. And it's becoming like, you know, just going to the bathroom. The way they make it sound like it's something that is no big deal. But God wants to save lives. And the only way that we can maintain grip on a generation is when darkness is not confronted. The light is more powerful than darkness. Jesus has given the church power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. If you look at verse 9, then said to me, prophesy to the breath and prophesy, son of man, and said to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on the slain that they come to life. It's time to prophesy. It's time to speak the oracles of God. It's time to decree and declare, Lord, hear the cry of the righteous. Save this nation. Bring men and women to Christ. Now they will turn from the wicked. Don't be afraid. Because if revival is going to come, the price has to be paid. Intercession. Prophetic intercession. Revelation intercession. I had to share this because at the end of the day, we have to be willing to be misunderstood when it comes to the truth. You know why? Because only truth can make people free. Hatred is not of the kingdom. Racism is not of the kingdom. And it cannot be amplified or glorified. The Antichrist and the wickedness wants to push the agenda to divide the people and conquer the people. That's not the way it is. God loves you. And he shed his blood for each one. The Bible says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So it's a time for the believers to become instrument. If you're a child of God, if you're born again, share the love of God. Share the truth. Share the kingdom of God. Extend the love of God to those that don't know, that they will get to know that God loves them. Yes, God loves them. Are they addicted to drugs? God still loves them because love doesn't discriminate. And once they receive Jesus, he can deliver them from drugs. Are they living in depression? God still loves them. He can deliver them from depression. Do not limit yourself to who you can reach. Yes, share your faith on a train, on the bus, at your job. Share your faith when you go shopping in the shopping centers. Once you get to talk to your family members, to your friends, on your social media, to your loved ones, share your faith because Jesus is coming back soon. Creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And believers must be influential, must be vocal. If you can hear the sound of my voice, you have an opportunity to warn people that this is a time to get your heart right, to reconcile with God. God is calling you out of the lost world, the deception. Arise and shine, for thy light is come and his glory is risen upon thee. Before I finish, so I prophesied as he commanded me, verse 10. And the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Where this army come from? From the valley. What brought it up is the prophetic declaration, the prophetic declaration that Ezekiel prophesied as God instructed him. That's the only way you're going to get the young people to leave drugs. That's the only way you're going to get the nation to change, when you become prophetic and start being religious and limiting God and murmuring and complaining and glorifying what the enemy is doing. It's time to glorify what God is doing. There is hope for America. There is hope for Florida. There is hope for this region. There is hope for wherever you may be, in the Bahamas. Maybe you're in the Congo. Maybe you're in Brazil. And you can hear the sound of my voice. Start to prophesy and decree. Satan is not so much interested in what you're doing. He's interested in what you say. He's watching every word and carefully, so he can take the word and try to use it against you. So maintain a positive attitude towards God. The truth has to be decreed and declared, because again, the truth can make people free. And the powers of darkness want to amplify deception and scare you from speaking the truth. You have to decree and declare the righteousness of God. Speak the wisdom of God, the oracles of God. Make declaration of who He is. Speak it out. Profess it. Let it manifest and come forth from your heart. As you speak the word, it will transform those that are lost. You know why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed? Because the wicked had the voice. So they kept on proclaiming that the territory belonged to wickedness. That's why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Do you know they chose to go after the angels that had come to pronounce judgment on the land? And even when Lot offered them his daughters, they didn't want them. They wanted the angels. They wanted to, the spirit of Antichrist on them wanted to attack the glory. So when the believers arise and begin to speak over this land, praying for the leaders, praying for those in authority, and speaking over them, righteousness will exalt the nation. But once believers keep quiet and do nothing about it, then the wicked will speak and the land will be destroyed. God doesn't want to destroy this nation. He wants to save the land. But the people have to rise up and pray. Intercession has to go forth. If you're a pastor, you can hear the sound of my voice. Open up your doors for your church and call people to pray for the land. Whether they come one or two or three, or maybe three grandmas come, it starts from there. And that's how you can change a nation. Don't just sit back and just have normal service and just give people some candy and some barbecue sauce and just make them feel good. No, give them the word. If you don't, God's going to remove you from the place and raise up leaders that will speak the truth to people. You can't be afraid to proclaim the word. This is a time for America to be saved. And the truth must be proclaimed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make people free. God wants to raise up a people to intercede for America, to intercede for this land, that there will be revival and there will be an awakening in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to finish by saying this. If you can hear the sound of my voice, if you're a believer, pray for America. If you're not a believer, give your life to Jesus, because the Lord is coming back soon. I'm going to make an altar call right now. You can hear the sound of my voice. If you don't know Jesus, simply say this after me. Oh, Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. I admit that I was born a sinner. I renounce my sin and iniquity. Come into my heart and save me. Move my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my personal Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. Now, the blood of Jesus, may the blood of Jesus wash you clean. And may God help you find a Bible-believing church where you can grow spiritually and develop a relationship with Jesus. And read your Bible every day, because very soon the trumpet is going to blow and the church will be out of here. The true church is going to be ruptured, not the false church. And you have to understand this, that Jesus is coming back for church, for the body of Christ. And before he returns, the manifestation of the sons of God, this is the time to shift things to the right direction. And I want to sound prophetic and declare that if your daughter is struggling, you can call him out of the struggle. Stop complaining about it and begin to decree the kingdom of God. I believe you've been blessed by this broadcast. We come to you every Saturday at the same time, 1 o'clock. And go to our website, pyevangelism.net. And you can submit your prayer request. And we're going to start with you in prayer and believe God to move in your life. Share this broadcast if you're on Facebook or social media. And then also, I'll encourage you to write the name of your leaders and pray for them. Release a prayer cover over them. Yes, in Jesus' name. And also, we encourage you to come to one of our services and you'll be blessed. Go to our website, get information about our schedule and where we're going to be. We have a TV show that comes to you every Sunday at 5 o'clock. Today, I want to encourage all those that are in Christ. Your breakthrough is coming. Your dream will come to pass. Some good news is coming your way. Dry bones live again. God's going to restore you. Just trust him and hide in his presence. The glory of God is more powerful than religious devils. And stop doubting and murmuring and complaining. Decree God's word and keep the joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. And I want to thank all of you for joining me and taking time to listen to me as I share the word of God. May the Lord encourage you. May the Lord bless you. And I decree and I declare that peace comes upon you. Joy comes upon you because the joy of the Lord is our strength. May you be comforted by God in Jesus' name. May you be strong in the power of his might. God bless you. Shalom. And I trust the Lord is going to go well with you. And I'll see you next week at the same time. 561-337-908, pyevangelism.net. Bye-bye. Thank you all.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.